This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're tuned in to Back to Back, a music program where we cast the spotlight every week on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. I'm your host, Daryl Ong, together with...
Off New Thing.
And this week on the program, we're going to do something a little bit different. Instead of focusing on an artist, we're going to look at an era of hip-hop and we're going to zoom in into the 2000s. An era where physical mixtapes were still a thing, portable CD players, baggy oversized jerseys, Nokia phones, of course. Was MySpace a thing in the 2000s?
Pretty sure. MySpace, Friendster.
All that stuff.
Yeah, I guess the 2000s was not really an era that's widely celebrated as compared to the golden age of hip-hop, which is the 90s. However, a decade that was highly influential for its impact on hip-hop music to come, right? You know, the whole Chipmunk Soul style of Kanye West, Snap Rap of Lil Jon, and those are just a few fresh ideas to the genre.
That's right. And why are we doing this all of a sudden? Why are we changing the format of the show? Well, you might have seen the wave of worldwide nostalgia after last weekend's Super Bowl halftime performance. A really nice one where Dr. Dre led an ultimate hip-hop and R&B reunion that's spanned three generations from the 90s to the modern day. The viral performance featured iconic acts and mostly 2000 acts, right? Like Eminem, Dr. Dre, of course, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Anderson Park, as one of the modern artists on display, also made an appearance, surprisingly having a ball of a time playing drums for Eminem.
Yeah, those white teeth, right? Best smile in the game, as you would call it. And all of this is possible, of course, because Jay-Z, who owns Roc Nation, is one of NFL's partners, and also marks the first time that hip-hop occupied the center of the Super Bowl halftime concert. And it really brought us back in time, even if it's just for a moment, and pumped up the streaming numbers, of course, for Throwback 2000's hip-hop playlists all around. Daryl, how do you like the Super Bowl halftime performance?
Yeah, it was great. Again, nostalgia. And many websites have put it as the best ever Super Bowl halftime show. I beg to differ. I kind of like the J-Lo and Shakira one a little bit better. Again, nostalgia again. But it was just great to see the kings of the 2000s on stage at the same time, especially 50 Cent and Eminem, right? Yeah. Who were rivals back in the day.
Yeah, online there were some arguments going on as well, where people said, like, no, they belong to the 2000s, and some would say, no, they are the 90s OGs. Well, I would say because there are a lot of 90s OGs in there, but most of their hits actually came out during the 2000s. So I guess we can all be friends and agree to disagree. So this week on Back to Back, we are just wondering who else could have made it on that Super Bowl stage. So for the next hour on Back to Back this week, we'll be getting aboard the nostalgia train, kicking it off with this famous one right here on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
The things that'll bring the trauma overseas. Yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA. The big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the dividends, not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war
wars going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, and crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you know that one, taken from Black Eyed Peas, not Black Eyed Peas, but Black Eyed Peas, apparently, from their third studio album, Elefunk, which was released back in 2003, Where Is The Love? Quite a long time to develop. By the time they recorded this version on Elefunk, the Black Eyed Peas added a string section and recorded vocals by their newest member, a young bright-eyed singer named Fergie.
Fergie-licious. On this track, Will.i.am laid the track's iconic main rhythm over the chord progression, which claim was inspired of that of a human heartbeat. And also, he's uncredited, but it was also a number written by Justin Timberlake, who actually also sang on the track. He came up with the chorus after hearing the song on the phone.
Wow.
A remake of this iconic tune, Where's the Love, was done in 2016 after the Paris bombings. Actually, even to today, its message of Where's the Love still stands strong 20 odd years on. This week on the program, myself, Daryl, and Ofnil, we're riding on the Super Bowl halftime show Nostalgic Train. For the next hour, we'll be playing you songs that define 2000s hip-hop. And up next is an act who today is somewhat of a meme, right, Of?
Yeah, my favorite video of this next artist is the one where he tries to play the guitar with his thumb. Do you remember that one?
Of course.
We are, of course, talking about Lil Wayne. Up next, we are playing his second official single from the sixth album by the rapper called Da Carta 3, which dropped in 2008, and it's one of the rapper's most successful and memorable albums that went 6-time platinum and went on to win the Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Solo Performance at the 2009 Grammys.
So the hook of this next one came from an iconic sample from I Left My Wallet in El Segundo Vampire Mix by none other than A Tribe Called Quest. And according to the producer, who goes by the name Mr. Bangladesh, he never met Lil Wayne in the studio, and this next one was just passed on to the rapper by a mutual friend. Lil Wayne ended up just freestyling on it, which is the version we hear of today.
Yeah, there's been multiple versions of this song throughout the years where it appeared on multiple mixtapes. Early versions of the song actually had a few features from other rappers like Tyga, Corey Guns, Hurricane Chris, and Lil Mama, but they never appeared on the final version of this next track where it just features Lil Wayne. One of his iconic tunes called A Milli, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. Cut my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pop it, tell the coppers, ha, 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like Orville Redenbacher. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crack the semen. Like, look at that, that beast. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a gobbler? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some regular bullshit, call him Dennis Rodman.
call me what you want. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer when it's private. Damn, I hate a shy chick. Don't you hate a shy chick? Had a plate of shy chicks. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my chick. Yeah, boy, that's my girl. And she pops excellent up in Wayne's World. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no way. You ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my clock sick. And my knot thick. I'm ill. Like a vulture, see my hips, big hips, so cha. See my butts and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my waist, oh yeah. This the kind of beat that go ba ta ta, ba ta 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 ta. Sex me so good, I say blah blah blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet it's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a chick that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me what you want. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. You love the way my butt boom, 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 boom. Keep your eyes on my boom, boom. Boom, boom. You think you can handle this? Ka-donk, ka-donk, donk. Take my thumb off and my tail go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet.
You're still tuning into Back to Back with myself, Ofni Ting, and Daryl Ong. This week on the show, we are riding the Super Bowl halftime show nostalgia train, playing you songs that defined 2000s hip hop. And just heard one such track by Missy Elliott called Work It, a classic one from her fourth album Under Construction, which was released in 2002.
A tune that still bangs today, right? And this one samples Blondie's 1979 disco hit Heart of Glass. And it also uses part of the 1984 rock master Scott and the Dynamic Tree song Request Line at the beginning. And this is something I found out today, that part of this song, part of the chorus is actually backwards. There was a lot of speculation at that time that, you know, Missy Elliott was hiding a dirty message in the song. But when reversed, the lyrics are simply the first part of the chorus. And apparently, this was a mistake caused by a finger slip of an engineer. Missy Elliott decided to write around that happy accident and took about 5 tries with different lyrics, and she finally hit the idea to put her thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Timbaland, who produced the track, was impressed with Missy Elliott and left it in the track.
On to another track produced by Timbaland, taken from one of our favorite Jay-Z albums, The Black Album. When this was released, its song title, Dirt Off Your Shoulder, became a common catchphrase. The phrase can be accompanied by a gesture of casually wiping your shoulders, wiping that imaginary dust off your shoulder, which became popular among athletes after making a big play.
Yeah, so dirt actually represents the people who are trying to bring Jay-Z down and are jealous of his success. Gotta brush them off. Check it out. This is a big one from the 2000s hip-hop era. This is Jay-Z, Dirt Off Your Shoulder, right here on Back to Back. Stay tuned.
Dirt off your shoulders. I'm probably over to y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the posh. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the law and gripping my balls. Said the ladies, they love me. From the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing. They like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating. Off the trap that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it. Just to see one of us make it. Came from the bottom of the bottom to the top of the pops. London, Japan, and I'm straight off the block. Like a running back. Get it, man, I'm straight off the block. I can run it back, cause I'm straight with the rock. Come on. If you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That dirt up your shoulder, you got a kid. Position in the kitchen with soda. I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a rover. Trying to stretch out the booker like a wrestler, yes sir. Keep the heck of the close, you know them smokers are tesha. But like 52 cards went out, I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out, now you feel them now. 52 cards roll out, remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out. Now you chilling with a boss, bitch. Cards FC on the sleeve. After 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen. I play the grip for the jeans. Plus the slippers is clean. No chrome on the wheels. I'm a grown-up for real. Chief, feeling like a pimp, nigga. Go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too. Go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you, kid. That dirt up your shoulder. You got a kid. That dirt up your shoulder. You got a kid. That dirt up your shoulder. You got a kid. That dirt up your shoulder. You got a kid. Boy, back in the building. Brooklyn, we back on the map. Me and my beautiful beach in the back of that back. I'm the realest to run it. I just happen to rap. I ain't got a clap at him. Get of that black. I dropped that black album, then I back out it as the best rapper alive. Nigga, ask about me from bricks to billboards. The Grammys, the O's, the opposite. Off and in, you got a pardon, Jay. For selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in his hay. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder. Could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too. Go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you, kid. That dirt up your shoulder. You got a kid. That dirt up your shoulder. You got a kid. That dirt up your shoulder. You got a kid. Turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. Turn up your shoulder. Now tuned into the f***ing greatest.
I'm supposed to set an example. I need to be the leader. My crew looks for me to guide them. whatever just pop off. I'm supposed to be beside him. That Josh, I tried to squash it. It was too late to stop it. There's a certain line you just don't cross, and he crossed it. I heard him say Haley's name on the song, and I just lost it. It was crazy. This went way beyond some Jay-Z and Nas. And even though the battle was won, I feel like we lost it. I spent so much energy on it. Honestly, I'm exhausted, and I'm so caught in it. I almost feel I'm the one who caused it. This ain't what I'm in hip-hop for. It's not why I gotten it. That was never my object for someone to get killed. Why would I want to destroy something I helped build? It wasn't my intentions. My intentions were good. I went through my whole career without ever mentioning. And that was just out of respect for not running my mouth and talking about something that I knew nothing about. Frustrates told me stay out. This wasn't my beef, so I did. I just fell back, watched and gritted my teeth while he's all over TV. Now I'm talking to a man who literally saved my life. Like, f*** it, I understand this is business, and this just isn't none of my business. But still knowing this could pop off at any minute.
Welcome back to Back to Back with myself, Off New Thing, and Daryl Ong. This week on the show, inspired by the Super Bowl halftime show, doing a massive throwback, an hour's worth of songs that define 2000s hip hop. And you just heard the track from Eminem, Like Toy Soldiers, taken from his fifth album, Encore, dropped in 2004. You know, at this point of time, Eminem was on top of the world with multiple big hits, experiencing success from a string of successful releases like Marshall Mathers LP and The Eminem Show right before Encore. But throughout the course of his career, Eminem was known for his outspokenness in name-dropping others in his usual controversial lyrics that usually got him a lot of beef with rappers and non-rappers alike. You know, Hip Hop by Numbers did some research into this and found that 39.9% of his lyrics in his previous album, Encore, were actually just him dissing other people.
Wow, that's a really specific measurement, 39.9%. But yeah, I remember the first time I heard this song, and it was such a shock to the system, right? Because Eminem was known for his upbeat, sometimes really absurd kind of music. So when this one came out, I was like, okay, you know what? Eminem can be serious as well, right? And I'm not just the only one. You know, this song came at such a surprise for his fans, especially considering one of his early works that showed signs of the rapper maturing. This one, Like Toy Soldiers, talks about the dangers of rap feuds, importance of friendship, avoiding conflict, and rising above violence at a time where people in the hip-hop community were at each other's throats. This song samples the 1989 hit Toy Soldiers by the children's choir Martika. Definitely, like I said, a very different Eminem song in his catalog. And this week on the program, we're on the nostalgic train, and we're asking you, what is your favorite song from this era of hip-hop, the 2000s? Do WhatsApp us 0187898899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
We are switching things up for this next one. It's not so much a hip-hop song, but you know how R&B and hip-hop in the 2000s were the closest of cousins, right? With R&B stars regularly making it on hip-hop tracks and albums. One such songstress is Canadian singer Tamia, who actually made this song in the late 90s. But rapper Fabulous in 2003 decided to pay tribute to the song, rewriting the verses and enlisting the help of Ashanti to sing on the choruses. But a bit of drama happened there. 2000s hip-hop was to a certain extent territorial. CEO of then record label Murder Inc. Records, who has Ashanti in their roster, refused to let her film a music video to promote this next single.
So then Fabulous reached out to Tamia to record a different commercial take. So what happened was Ashanti and Tamia appeared on two different versions of this next one. Tamia's on the single version, while Ashanti is the vocalist on the rendering found on the album. So sit back and reminisce on this one. This is Fabulous featuring Tamia, Into You, only here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
I think you're truly something special. Just what my dreams are.
Dreams are really made of.
Let's stay together, oh, baby boy. There's no one like you.
Baby girl.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
a storm. I can't really explain it. I'm so into you now. I wanna be more than a friend of you now. When they ask, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now. Cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about? 10 lines on the skin of you now. Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? On Fifth Ave, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned what other men would do now. As long as when I up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. Flashing, I would've traded it all in orderly fashion. A villa in Florida, we crashing just off the shore, so you can hear when the water be splashing. The drop top three in a quarter, we dashing. The flawless diamonds in the border, we flashing. The money we ought to be stashing. I make sure every quarter be cashing. I can't really explain. My friends be thinking I'm slipping. These girls be thinking I'm tripping. What kind of weed be smoking? What type of drinks you be sipping? Sweet thing, just to think of you dipping. What had me with the blues so hard, you would think I was crippin'. Now, you relaxin' in the bins, credit cards with no limits, so you don't worry about maxin' when you spend. But since you been asking about the friends, how'd you like it if both our names had Jackson on the ends? Girl, the way you cook a steak remind me of them strips and roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dipped up deuces. And you ain't flattered by canary envious, dip taste sousis. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them count the numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But every since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. Let's fly the same bark while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Swinging them hips when you pass, I'm visualizing my name tattooed on that baby. Jump on his Harley, let's go some of that Bob Marley. Sip some Bacardi, then go pull up at the after party. I think we make a perfect couple, but you think I'm trouble. Maybe that's the reason you gave me the wrong number. She got me feeling like maybe she the wrong woman. Think I'ma be chasing the chicken head, you own something. Your toes painted, head fixed all the time, and your Gucci boots the same color as mine. If you read between the lines, you can see that I want you. I bet you how you doing what you said that you won't do. Make a decision, shorty, good things don't last long. Your girlfriend keeps showing me that thong. Before I head home, I'ma stop at your house and blow the horn. If you come outside, you know it's on. Holla at you, boy.
Wonder why I don't call her. Maybe because I'm busy and she needs someone to spoil her. It gets annoying from time to time, I gotta ignore in order to let her know that we friends and nothing more. She loves it when I'm in town, hate it when I'm not around. I get her and wear it down, next door neighbors hear the sound. Pitches hitting the ground, it's enough to hold us down. I'm sticking and moving, cruising after the third round. Just lay back, baby, and let me drive you crazy. I can make a 40-year-old feel like a young lady. I admit I fell in love with a frame, and I make her feel special. I let her call me by my government name. Her panties of a fame, fell in love with my chain. I wonder if I wasn't an entertainer, would she remain? Surrounding me, hounding me, trying to be my homie. I'm not your boyfriend, I'm your homie.
Watching her lick her lips, or watching her walk, she hypnotized me with her hips, man. I sweet talk her if she like, cause all she really want is to treat her right. Look, I'm legit now, I used to break laws. Now you can reap the benefits of world tours. Big house, big bins, girl, it's yours. Me, coach, Italian shoes, stones with no flaws. You ain't got to look like a model for me to adore you. All you gotta do is love me and be loyal. Don't indulge in my past, what happened before you. Cause of me, some honeys gon' hate you, they never saw you. Come here, let me touch on you, I'll let you touch on me. Put my tongue on you, you put your tongue on me. Let me ride on you and you can ride on. We can do it all at night, we can have a ball at night.
Wanna Get to Know Ya featuring Joe by G-Unit. G-Unit is the collective made up of 50 Cent, Young Buck and Lloyd Banks. Taking us back to 2003 from the group's debut album Back for Mercy. It's a tune that samples Marvin Gaye's Come Live With Me, Angel, and one that peaked at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100.
You're tuned in to Back to Back with Daryl and Othniel, and stop 9 on this nostalgic train. We're going to get into some music from T-Pain. Of course, T-Pain, a guy who revolutionized auto-tune, right?
Yeah.
His real name is Fahim Rashid, and T-Pain actually started out in 2004 when he joined the rap group Nappy Heads. He will eventually pop up in the radar of Akon, who would offer him a record deal via his label Convict Music. T-Pain decided to go with Akon's label despite multiple higher bids from other record labels due to Akon's promise of mentoring the then young artists. But soon after, and probably inspired by his mentor Akon singing over rap beats, he decided to follow suit and began singing instead of rapping, as he explains in the title of his debut album, Rapa Turned Sanga, which is hip-hop slang for rapper turned singer.
Yeah, apparently. But of course, we can't talk about T-Pain without talking about autotune, right? T-Pain is often credited as the guy that brought autotune to the forefront of music, for better or for worse. And this started back in 1999, when T-Pain heard the Dark Child remix of If You Had My Love by Jennifer Lopez, where the autotune effect was used on her voice for just maybe 1-2 seconds. And then he took about a year and a half hunting down that very effect until he finally found autotune. And at a point in time, autotune was largely an industry secret that producers didn't want to reveal, so it made it that much tougher to find. Of course, he did find it, and everyone uses autotune today, but T-Pain will always be known as the pioneer who first used autotune as his signature sound. You know, he has proven time and time again that he can really sing without autotune as well, but the effect just gives him a bit of extra spice, I guess, and it definitely wouldn't be the same without some autotune.
So
let's head right into a track taken from his debut album Rapper Turned Sanga. Here's I'm Sprung by T-Pain right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9. Homies, even all of my other wrongness, she ain't even my main lady.
thought she come and try to get me. And I'm taking everything with me.
Don't let
BFM 89.9. That was Sierra featuring Chamillionaire with the lead single of her sophomore release, Sierra the Evolution, released in 2006, and that was A Get Up. It's also a tune that serves as a official soundtrack to the dance movie Step Up, and this brings me back to 2006, man, where I remember everyone was into breakdancing, right? Baggy jeans, mirrors on jeans, that kind of stuff. And this song will be the many anthems that B-Boys and B-Girls will use on a regular.
Off Neil and Daryl on Back to Back, where this week we are riding the Super Bowl halftime show Nostalgia Train. And we've been playing you songs that defined 2000s hip-hop. Heading for a short break, but right after this, more tunes from the 2000s heading your way. Keep it locked right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
BFM 89.9, Daryl and Ofnio with you on Back to Back this week. We're jumping on the 2000s hip-hop nostalgic train. We played a whole bunch of tunes right on the program so far. We had some Sierra before the break. We heard some G-Unit, some Eminem, of course. Can't play G-Unit without Eminem.
And some T-Pain.
Some Jay-Z. And do remember, if you'd like to revisit this episode or older shows, the podcast will be up on our website, www.bfm.my.
And let's hit right back into the music. Up next, from the fourth studio album, Jealous Ones, Still Envy, Jose, by rapper Fat Joe, who made his solo debut in the early 90s with the album Represent. But this next track is definitely his most recognizable one that takes the hook from the title of Tina Turner's 1984 track, What's Love Got To Do With It? But this next one was such a huge success on the charts, it stayed on the Billboard Hot 100 for 20 weeks.
It's crazy. So as the story goes, Ashanti was actually not meant to be in the final product. She recorded a vocal demo just for reference, and Jennifer Lopez was supposed to sing the chorus to appeal to the Latin market, but after hearing Ashanti's voice, Fat Joe knew that he had to keep her vocals in the track. And on this point, it seems like Ashanti was on almost every 2000 song, wasn't
pretty much
it? Ja Rule was also featured in the remix version of this track, and yes, he was indeed a chart-topping rapper before this whole Fyre Festival mess. This one gave Ja Rule his 7th top 10 single at the time of release.
Check it out, Fat Joe featuring Ja Rule and Ashanti, What's Love, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Slow down, baby. Let you know from the gate, I don't go down, lady. I want a chick with thick hips and licks her lips. She could be the office type, but like the strip. Girl, you get me aroused, how you look in my eye. But you talk too much, man, you're ruining my high. I don't wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof is ceiling is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. See the jury on my women and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love gotta do with a little menage? After the party, me and you could just slide for a few and she could come too. That's love.
Got to do with it.
But you need to understand that you got something with you. This is fat, frame is little. Tattoo in your chest with his name in the middle. I'm not a hater, I just crush a lot. In the way you shake your booty, I don't want you to stop. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on E. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car. For a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love?
Got to do with it, man.
Back on rock with me. Don't want your stacks.
got to do with it, baby.
On Back to Back BFM 89.9 with me, Ofni Thing, and Daryl Ong. You just heard Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland with Dilemma, a truly iconic throwback tune that I'm sure got you in your feels, from a rapper that probably inspired lots of kids to stick, you know, plasters on their face just to look like Nelly. And it features Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, of course. The track appeared on Nelly and Kelly's albums respectively, being the second single from Nelly's album Nellyville and Kelly Rowland's first single from her debut album Simply Deep.
Yeah, so this single was actually the first big solo hit for any Destiny's Child member. That was until Beyoncé released Crazy in Love with Jay-Z, yet another big tune from the 2000s, right? And that track Dilemma actually topped the charts in multiple countries and will soon be a mainstay on MTV. The track will still be talked about today for all the wrong comedic reasons, especially a part where Kelly Rowland appears to be texting Nelly with a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet on a Nokia phone. This, of course, were days before touchscreen smartphones. maybe the directors thought nobody would notice, but also technology at that time was still in its infancy, wasn't it?
Yeah, they probably like just use Excel, nobody would know.
You have been tuning in to Back to Back, but this week we've been riding on the nostalgic train inspired by the Super Bowl halftime show, and we're asking you on the program, what's your favorite tune or artist from 2000s hip hop? To get in touch with us by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApping 018-789-8899. Right, we're on to the final stop on this train off Neil.
Yeah, this final one is taken from 2003 album Paid the Cost to Be the Boss, an album that went on to sell over 1.5 million copies worldwide and marked the early days of a long and fruitful collaboration between Snoop Dogg and Pharrell. This successful partnership would continue for Snoop's next album, RNG, Rhythm and Gangsta, an album that would give us Snoop's biggest hit to date, Drop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah, but this next one is definitely a gem though that true fans will remember. Produced by the Neptunes, of course, the production duo of Chad Hugo and Pharrell. In an interview not too long ago, Pharrell spoke about this next number, saying that he wasn't a huge fan of the track at the beginning, saying that he thought his singing was very flat and that nobody would go for the track. Well, he ended up being so wrong, as it was nominated for 3 Grammys.
Closing off the show, here is Snoop Dogg featuring Pharrell and Uncle Charlie Wilson with the track Beautiful, right here on Back to Back with myself, Ofni Ting, and Daryl Ong. Join us again next week for more of the same, right here on BFM 89.9.
I know you gon' lose it, this new Snoop. Come on, baby boo, you got to get into it. Gon' fool with the player with the cool wit. Yeah, yeah, you know I'm always on that cool. Walk to it, do it how you do it. Have a glass, let me put you in the mood. Little Cupid, looking like a student. Long hair with your big fat booty. Back in the days, you was the girl I went to school with. Had to tell your mom and sister to cool it. The girl wanna do it, I just might do it. Hit her off with some pimp fluid. Mommy, don't worry, I won't abuse it. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these kids when they ask who do this. But everybody know who girl that you is.
Beautiful.
See my baby boo, I get foolish. Smack a that tries to pursue it. Homeboy, she taking, just move it. I asked you nicely, don't make the dog lose it. We just blow throw and keep the flow moving. In a 6'4", me and baby boo cruising. Body wagging, teary up blueing. Had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she's yelling, hollering out, snooping. Hooting, hollering, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing. And we gon' be together until your mom's moving. In. You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. Use a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you. When you don't ask why I roll with a crew, when twist up my fingers and wear dark blue. When on the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
I just want you to know. that you are really special. Oh, I, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
Oh, yeah, there's something about you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.